the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. Audrey, what would you like first?
Should I stick with the theme?
Do as you will. Do as you will.
I'll go bad news.
A chimpanzee is reportedly on the loose in Santa Fe.
How is that bad news?
There are reports that an animal that may be a chimpanzee,
What if it's mini Bigfoot?
Is on the loose in Santa Fe, according to an animal shelter. And park officials, the Bayou Animal Services say that they are looking for this animal that was last spotted on Monday. Shelter staff initially received reports that the animal had harassed people and dogs and attempted to take cats, but those claims could not be verified as of Tuesday afternoon.
Mr. Steal Your Girl. That's
the
what's going on.
Napper.
That's what's going on here.
Mr.
the mini Bigfoot is over here like, how do you think he's harassing people? Like, hey! Hey, nice ass.
I got your cat. I got it. You have to have a license to own a chimpanzee in Santa Fe, so they're having a hard time tracking down who this owner could be because, you know, no one with a license has reported their chimpanzee missing.
Listen, but do you come out and you're like, hey, that's my chimp, or do you just like let it go so you don't get the fine?
I mean, if you have a license for the chimpanzee, I think that you'd probably be like, hey, man, that's... Because I don't know how much chimpanzees are, but I would guess pretty expensive.
Yes.
Right?
At least
$350.
No, $3.50.
Oh, okay.
At least $350. I would guess. I mean, if
you buy a chimpanzee for $350, you have no expectation of how that chimpanzee is going
to get
it's
out.
It's going to get
catnap.
Wild. It's going to get wild.
So hold on a second. How much?
Oh boy, this important work that we do here.
Does a chimpanzee
cost?
Just in case we ever hit Powerball, we gotta know this stuff.
Oh boy,
I feel like if we had Mike Tyson on speed dial, he would know.
Chimpanzees cost upwards of $60,000.
$60,000,
which, according to Google, which never lies, that's considerably more than you would pay for even a giraffe. We get a giraffe, $45,000. I'm $15,000 in on a giraffe. Who's with me? Who wants to own a third of a giraffe?
Can I finance it?
With only 17 easy payments of whatever that would be, $850, $950, you too can own a third of a giraffe. That seems very expensive. I mean, if I'm going to own an exotic animal to try to like pick up chicks with, because that's the only reason that you're owning an exotic animal, first and foremost.
Yeah, I feel like the chimpanzee would be cooler than you, but also would ruin your game.
Yeah, no, he's too smart.
He's messing with you.
And he's gonna be in the corner doing his thing.
And then throwing poop at you, and you're like, yeah,
giraffe
I don't need it.
Is just going to be outside eating trees.
Giraffes are kind of mean.
But tell me you wouldn't be impressed.
What tree are they going to eat in here in the desert?
If you were at the San Gennaro feast and all of a sudden some dude rolled in riding a giraffe.
That's right. Move over, little Nas X.
You'd notice him.
Mm-hmm. I would, and I'm sure you'd be wearing Affliction jeans and bedazzles and
got a
wallet chain.
Like one of those bootleg Crocodile Dundee hats.
I'm going to rob my giraffe to the Italian food festival.
Good.
Doesn't quite have the same ring as going to ride my horse to the Old Town Road.
You're getting there.
Well, some good news today as well. Also, rogue animal related.
Okay.
A ball python that escaped from its aquarium inside of a high school classroom was located after a week of having to evacuate a school in Wisconsin. Officials at Fond du Lac High School said the snake, whose name is Kai, is the pet of a science teacher who's been bringing the reptile to school for years. God, why are high school science teachers so creepy?
The weirdest.
They always have the pocket protector and the tie, you know, like the floral tie. Like, who thinks that the maroon floral tie is a good idea?
It's a look, Dave. It's a look.
Yeah, but it's not a good one, you see.
It's a look.
And especially when you get pulled over with your python in the car.
A ball python.
Kai escaped from his cage during Labor Day weekend just before the first day of school, setting off a week-long search for the animal. The school said the reptile experts were consulted. Local, the fire department actually showed up using thermal imaging, trying to scan the building for the snake. It's not venomous, but still.
Who are these reptile experts? Like, how do you find a reptile expert? And I almost said a reptile.
Uh-huh. Do you have a reptile dysfunction? Call Mahoney Services LLC today.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Normally doesn't happen.
No, yeah, first time?
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Just had a lot to drink. I'm real nervous.
Take enough of a little blue pill, you'll have a third of your own giraffe, my friend.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to get a new TV, but I don't know what to do with my old one. I just don't want to move it. That's why I haven't moved like 10 years. I'm just too lazy.
Message deleted.
Always put it in the spare bedroom.
It's fine, yeah. The thing about TVs is when you're TV shopping nowadays, you feel rich even though you're not, because the same TV that was like $14,000 a few years ago, like $300.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I love tech. That's the one good thing about technology. As it continues to evolve, things continue to get cheaper. Like, they're almost, and also they've gotten so much lighter. It's not like you're going to like throw your back out, like moving one of those big cabinet TVs that we had as a kid.
Right.
That like you could run into at a full speed, run into it, like just clip it and nothing would move on top of it.
Talking from experience?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you grow up in a house with, you know, young boys.
The kind that you used to have to, like, lay in front of, because when you wanted to change the channel, you just had to lean up and a little knob.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you were
about?
Lucky yeah. to have a remote. If you did, it was like the one that was made out of, like, steel, that the buttons were like, kurt. But that thing lasted forever.
Forever. So I was we did some work on our backyard, and I really want to put a TV outside, because, you know, like, the fall weather, watch a little, you know, on the little patio cover.
Oh, you're so rich, you got an outside TV?
Well, so that's actually the thing, is that I was looking at outdoor TVs, and they're like $1,600, and so I'm like, no, I'm just going to try it with the regular, like, $300 TVs, and even if I go through five of them, it still won't be as much as the $1,600 one. So I'm just going to pass on the whole idea of, you know, getting the official outdoor TV.
Just get something to, like, kind of cover it up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, they have, like, the covers and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, I just.
Yeah. You can get a TV so cheap. Like, it's, like, wait till Black Friday or.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber.
Don't even have to leave your house.
Yeah. I'm not doing the Black Friday thing. I'm not waiting with those psychos at Best Buy.
Yeah, go fight somebody at a Best Buy.
Yeah, right.
Bring a mace.
You're like, well, I got $50 off this TV, but I have to spend 6 months in jail. So
worth it.
Totally worth it.
Please
totally worth
it. Leave a message after the tone.
I want to know if any of you guys have actually tried knitting. I mean, it's boring and it's not worth it. But, I mean, I don't know. When was the last time you guys got anything good with knitting?
Message deleted.
I had to do it in a fashion class once in high school, and it was the worst.
My grandma made me a blanket, like a full-on blanket that we still use as like the couch blanket, but she knitted it by hand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of those
from
like back in the day that my grandma.
See, that's so impressive that they can do that. And they probably do it fast, too.
I feel like you need to be a grandparent before you take that up, though.
Is that still a thing? Like, do people still learn how to knit?
It's become kind of a hipster thing? millennial thing that has come around. But I feel like when you retire, you got to find ways to keep your brain active.
Mm-hmm.
But even though now, like, I wonder, like, when I'm old, which I don't think I'm going to be old, but if, theoretically, I do get to be old someday. I grew up playing video games. Like, I'm not going to, like, need to knit. I'm like, well, I'm just going to play video games when I'm, like, 70. But like, I don't feel like hobbies 40 years from now are going to be the same as hobbies 40 years ago for old people.
Are
because
gonna,
hobbies even 30 years ago, there was no internet.
Are you going to keep the same gamer tag for the rest of your life, or are you going to change it?
I have had the same gamer tag for, you know, many years.
Is it your Twitter handle? Mahoney Sucks?
Well, there's Mahoney Sucks. I'm not giving up my other one.
Oh.
But I've had it literally since 97.
Like,
so
who's that guy
years?
Talking trash to all these 12-year-olds? It sounds a whole lot like Mahoney.
Wait, was it your AIM name?
No.
Sexy volleyball dude for you?
That's funny.
Hit the button.
The Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's right.
Hit the button. And on Spike Balls. That's right. That's right.
I missed the button.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
She set you up, whip on the spike.
And I missed on the button.
That's right.
Welcome to my wife's world.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So Apple rolled out a whole bunch of products yesterday, and say it was fairly underwhelming. I mean, they always talk about the things that I don't care about with the new iPhone. Oh, look, the camera's improved. You say that every time. It's not really that improved.
It's the fastest phone we've ever produced.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, like, why would you produce a phone that's not the fastest you've ever produced?
Like, of course that is. You know what you never say? That the battery is going to last all day.
They did say the battery on the new iPhone 11 Pro Max is going to be 5 hours longer than the previous one, I guess.
So the device is supposed to be able to maintain an 18-hour battery life, and it's partially due to the display technology. But again, like, we're talking about the 11th iPhone, and still, you can't make a phone that, while you're using it, lasts for the entire day.
You and I both have, you have what, the X, or you have the XSE or whatever?
The iPhone X, yeah.
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 Or 10.
10, whatever. Yeah. But they don't even make the 10s anymore.
They really?
Don't?
They just killed it?
Yeah. So, well, the individual 10. They have that.
The new thing with the 11 as well, or the 11 Pro, is it's got that extended little stupid thing for the cameras.
Yeah.
It's an extra bump. Like, why don't you just make the whole thing that thick, that extra, like, 1 millimeter thick the entire way around and add an extra battery so it's completely flush rather than having this stupid little exterior camera that's on there for a $1,000 product? Again, if Steve Jobs was still alive, there's no way these cameras and these phones would be rolling out as part of a big Apple launch. It's not innovative anymore. You're catching up to technology from Samsung and HTC from literally 5-6 years ago.
Do you not have a case on your phone?
No.
He doesn't have a case.
Oh my God.
Or a password.
Oh no. My God.
No, I go, I like to live dangerously.
Clearly.
Your phone is going to get chlamydia, man.
My phone has sailed the seven seas, my friend. He's a sailor. He knows what's up.
So they also rolled out the Apple Watch Series 5. Starts at $400, features the new always-on display. Even so, it's supposed to maintain an 18-hour battery life, which is also due to that display. Prior to that, the company unexpectedly announced a seventh-generation iPad, which is priced at $329 and includes a 10.2-inch display.
iPads are awesome.
But iPads are great.
You just never need to upgrade them, though. I've got an iPad Mini 2 that I've had for a billion years, and it still works awesome.
I bought an iPad recently, like, you know, 6-8 months ago or something. But before that, I had an iPad 1.
Yeah.
Like, the first
How'd
iPad
you
that came
carry
out.
That thing around? That thing was like a brick.
Yeah, I mean, eventually,
it's heavy as hell.
Eventually I stopped. But, yeah. I mean, I love iPads, but same thing, like you said. Never have to upgrade them, which is one of the best things about it. But also, you don't have to upgrade to this new phone either.
I mean, I'm not. Not until they get 5G.
Yeah.
This is like, I don't care about the photos, really, you know, because how good are the photos going to really be?
They have pet portrait mode now.
You can still use portrait mode on pets right now anyway. I mean, like, I get it. The pet portrait mode is an interesting
sell. That's the selling point for you?
Yeah.
For her dog.
For my dogs. For both of them. They need their own Instagram.
Well, speaking of... Please don't.
I'm just kidding.
Are you?
Kind of.
Are you speaking of Apple, they say that they may have been telling Facebook some intimate details about users, like the last time that they had sex.
How does
Or
Apple
also
know?
The last time that you were on your lady time.
Yeah, I guess there's an app that you can kind of track all of that on.
Yeah, those are pretty common.
But
So there's also apps with the whole sex thing where...
Trying to get pregnant or something?
Yeah, you can list the type of contraception that you use, the mood, whether or not they're ovulating.
Wait, really?
There's like ovulation apps for people that are trying to get pregnant.
Oh, I thought, well, then why are you trying to use... why would you list your type of contraception?
Because these apps also track that. So if you want to track...
Do they list all methods?
Well, you see, right at this very specific time,
this skill.
I just jumped off of it like it was a jet ski going 70 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Your jet ski goes 70 miles an hour? That's impressive.
Felt like 70.
I got one of those ones from the
80s. Anything with outdoors always feels faster.
So fast.
You got to mix the gas and the oil together, and you can never get the mixture right. Yeah. And if you don't, it starts smoking.
Something about don't check the oil. That's all I remember.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the movie quote quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Daniel joining us this morning. What's up, Daniel? How you doing, man?
How are you?
Excellent. So how old are you and what are your favorite movies?
I'm 35. Favorite movies, probably Big Lebowski. like comedy movies a lot.
Okay. So I've got, like I said, a total of 5 quotes for you today, and I'll play each one for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But after I play it for you the second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure out. If you get 3 out of the 5, you win.
Did you know that there is a sequel or a kind of extended version of the Big Lebowski universe coming out about Jesus?
About the Jesus?
Yeah, about the Jesus.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. John Turturro. Cannot wait.
So here we go with quote number one. Best of luck to you, Daniel.
Now you know what we are. Now you know what you are. You'll never grow old, Michael. And you'll never die. But you must feed.
Ooh, tricky.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
No guess at all, huh?
Nope.
Big vampire movie.
That's the Lost Boys. That was a trickier one.
That was Kiefer Sutherland.
Uh huh. All right, no worries. Here
Special
we go.
Special Agent Jack Bauer, which they need a crossover episode where Jack Bauer becomes a vampire. Bam, put me in Hollywood with all your lame reboot ideas. I got ideas over here, man.
Oh. On to number 2.
The water's boiling.
Hello! Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup. This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen.
Aww.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
There you go.
One of the greatest of all time.
On the board with 1. Here we go. On to number 3.
Your wallet.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Crocodile Dundee.
There you go. 2 out of 3.
One of the finest thespians to ever come out from down under. Paul Hogan.
Did he ever really do anything else other than the Crocodile Dundee movies?
There was like a spinoff, kind of like a Crocodile Dundee movie that was... where he was like a basically Crocodile Dundee, but just in a different setting. I'm still so disappointed from a few years ago when they had the Son of Dundee with Kenny Powers and Thor. You know, that it was just ended up being whatever, an Australian tourism board commercial.
It was a commercial, yeah. They made it seem like it was a trailer. It seemed like it was going to be so great.
But I'll settle for The Righteous Gemstones.
All right. The Righteous Gemstones, awesome, on HBO. Do you see it just got renewed for season 2?
Oh, of course.
Of course it did.
Of course it did.
All right.
So good.
So you can actually win it right here, Daniel, if you get this 4th one correct.
What's up, G?
Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
Oh, it's a little early. I got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
For the win?
Office Space.
Yeah, my man.
How weird was it that the creator of Beavis and Butthead was the one who came up with Office Space?
Even
really?
Stranger,
that's a fun fact.
Office Space was a total bomb at the box office.
Yep.
And
cult classic
didn't
now.
Find success until afterwards, but everyone thought it was a total turd of a movie, and then some people found it, and it became like this frat bro cultural iconic film.
I never understood why it didn't blow up when it had Jennifer Aniston in it, who was still at the peak of the world on Friends.
Yeah.
She looked good in that movie.
Yeah,
she did. All, she
all
great.
That flair.
She looks the same, man. That's the thing. That movie is 20 plus years old, and she looks the same. Is she a vampire?
Ah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Could you let her suck your blood?
Could you find a role for her in your Kiefer Sutherland 24 vampire crossover?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you could.
No.
Just let her be the waitress at the restaurant that he dines at.
No.
When he's a normal cop.
Can't combine those universes, man. They're too different.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So there is an algorithm that might predict when you're about to quit. Workers are quitting their jobs at record rates thanks to a tighter labor market and high confidence that moving on will also mean moving up, particularly in pay. Besides leaving in search for more money, recent job quitters have also cited bad work environments, limited room for growth as major reasons for putting in their notice, which, you know, is pretty standard. But with the help of AI and machine learning, researchers have developed an algorithm that may be a better predictor of when a worker is at risk of quitting. Professor Brooks Hultrum of Georgetown University and David Allen of TCU developed a real-time indicator to measure 2 main things about when an employee is about to quit. The first was turnover shocks, which are events that prompt workers to consider leaving an organization. This could change in leadership, major acquisition, for example. Researchers also measured job embeddedness on how deeply connected a worker felt to their organization based on publicly available data like number of past jobs, employment, anniversary, tenure, skills, education, gender, and geography. When put to the test, the algorithm identified that those marked as most likely to be receptive to a new opportunity were, in fact, 63% more likely to be in a new job by the end of the three-month study period.
You said something earlier that kind of just made my little question pop up in my head. Do we think that people are valuing themselves at a higher regard in this confidence of quitting? Like,
yeah.
Instead of putting in the work, like, I deserve to go up and then just quitting. I'm not saying in its entirety.
I don't know. I mean, I look at situations that I was in years past when you think about, like, if you get passed over for a position that you feel that you deserve, if you don't quit that bitch, sometimes you'll just always be the doormat. Sometimes you got to quit that bitch.
Absolutely agree.
As Ineta, the mood setter, once said, I quit this bitch.
Sure, yeah, but to
what about going into like negotiations at that point? Like,
you could try
talking with your boss about like if there's room for you to grow at some point.
If you feel that you are being passed over and you are 100% believe in yourself, then I'm not saying you have to quit that bitch right then and there, but it's time to start looking.
Well, yeah, but also that just kind of creates a different avenue for you, right? But at the same time, if you're just getting upset and not asking your boss, like, hey, like, can we go over the reasons why I got passed up?
And if there's
if there is room for me to grow, can you help me grow?
Feels like in today's corporate environment, though, there's so many different layers that a lot of times you're not even really talking to the decision maker. You know, like you're talking to middle management and they're like, I'm on your side. I really wish that I could advance you, but I just can't. You know, and then there's somebody else above them. You're always talking to the sales guy who's like, well, let me go talk to my manager to see if I can get that done for
you.
And then he's not. He goes and gets some Cheez-Its out of the vending machine.
And then he comes back. He's like, the higher-ups just won't let it happen, those crooks.
I really fought for you.
But there is something to be said to your point about like when the job market is hot, that it's just like the housing market, right? Like sometimes you have a house and you haven't made any improvements to it, just like you in your own career. But because the market's hot, you could sell it for an additional $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 more than it was worth a little while ago because the market dictates the value of things.
But just don't be complacent.
Studies have shown, though, your raises come when you leave.
Yeah.
Like when you go into a new position, into a new job, especially a new company, where you go in at, you're going to stay within 15 to 20% of that range most likely throughout the vast majority of your career. That's how most of it works. You have to leave to go get a better opportunity. And that's how it is in a lot of fields. It's how it is in our field. They won't give you more money unless you go somewhere else and prove it first. And then they're like, all right, fine, come on back.
So you have had a whole bunch of money this whole time. Cool. All right, great.
Which is why we've been here three times.
So Popeyes sold an estimated 1,000 chicken sandwiches a day during that whole craze, doubling store traffic at almost all of their locations. So many of them were obviously sold out, but it's 1,000 chicken sandwiches, not overall, per store every single day.
That's wild.
Insane. Yeah. It accounted for about 30% of their Popeyes sales in a time where the store traffic was doubled, according to an analyst. And this all started because of that nonsense between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what started this entire thing.
And it was all free marketing.
Free marketing. And it just exploded for Popeyes. My guess is whoever is running the Chick-fil-A Twitter.
This is not hurting Chick-fil-A's business.
No, it's
not. And I both know that Chick-fil-A, like anytime you roll into a Chick-fil-A, and it has been this way for forever.
Jammed.
But it goes magically fast.
Right. The reason why Popeyes looked so incredibly packed,
because they're slow,
is because they're bad at dealing with high volume.
Yeah.
Whereas Chick-fil-A,
they've never had to deal with it before.
Yeah. They're like, what is this? There's three cars?
And
five
then
cars?
Running out of My the God. Chicken sandwiches yeah. because like, they weren't anticipating.
They weren't.
which is
they
hilarious.
They weren't anticipating their own success.
No.
It's great.
And by the time they restock and they double up on all their chicken sandwiches,
no one's going to care.
It's going to be done because the internet's stupid.
Which, how do we run out of chickens?
Well, I mean, they're animals that are alive, and you can, you know,
you gotta catch them, man. They're fast.
There's not like a chicken fountain that we could just go to.
But there's a chicken shortage. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, we can't run up to the Smiths and bread your chicken and put it into a sandwich?
There's a finite amount of chickens.
Is there?
Yes, there's not infinite chickens.
In my experience, there are infinite chickens. I've never once been out of chicken. I've never gone to the store.
That's why they're hormones.
You have lived a blessed life if you've never run out of chicken.
You ran out of chicken?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
I have. My supply to chicken was choked off.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
I knew that's where it was going. I was waiting to see how you'd figure out how to get there. It's a joke about touching the wiener.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
So you had a couple of drinks and you're sitting around. You get your credit card handy and you start buying stuff online. Audrey, give us an example of the last thing or something recent that you purchased online that would be categorized as totally unnecessary, maybe a little embarrassing.
Probably the most notable would be one time I had a night full of tequila and I get home and I'm like, God, this would be so funny to buy. I'm scrolling through Amazon and I purchased a like a portable potty golf course. Like the one that you can put into the hole. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, so while you're golf course. Taking care of business, you've got a putter.
Play a nice game of golf.
And a... Okay.
What? Like,
it's only $10. And I was like, that's hilarious.
This one a little more expensive. Somebody texted over to us at 73100 that they bought two large wall murals of Heath Ledger for $260.
Hell yeah.
This one.
Whoa.
A bit more embarrassing. I bought a adult toy set, a lady adult toy set, and accidentally used the corporate credit card. And then my boss asked for the receipt for the toys that I had purchased. Whoops.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, boy. That's one. I can't find it. I'll just reimburse you.
I'll just pay for that myself.
Oh, my gosh. Whoops. I want to know what that conversation afterwards is like. Like, hey, man, like, I'm sorry. I was having a good time looking for a good time.
I'm looking through my Amazon order history right now. And I'm ashamed.
This is so embarrassed. More of your calls and posts on the way.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Maybe you had a little bit too much to drink. Maybe you were smoking a little bit. You're under the influence. You're hanging out. And you just, it's gotten so easy to buy things online, right? Well, this... it's particularly awesome because it's like a childhood dream realized. Last month, my friend got day drunk and ended up buying 3 barrel-sized containers of those balls that go in ball pits from an online store.
Nice!
She didn't realize her mistake until she got the big, gigantic plastic barrels delivered to her house and was confused about what was going on and then went, oh, yeah.
And mimosas will get you. And they're sneaky, too.
They're sneaky, yeah. You're just like, I'm just having some orange juice. This is fun. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Mahoney, can you please?
You have to. Man.
I'm only back to 2010 right now.
Oh.
So I've the last thing I bought when I was drunk, we'll go, this is like reverse chronological order. So right. going backwards. Handheld leaf blower, which I feel like good purchase.
Have you got it yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you used it?
I have used it to like blow out. I've used it once.
Once.
But I was happy with the one time that I've used it. We've got the rotisserie cheese grater from the Olive Garden.
Hell
which
yeah.
Was $19.99. Bought 2 of those, one for me, one for our boss.
Yeah.
Bought a Lightkeeper Pro, the thing on your for your Christmas tree lights. Never used that thing once.
Wait,
I don't even know what that
it's
is.
Like, I saw an infomercial on it, and it's like you plug it into your Christmas lights. You'll start seeing these in probably like 2 or 3 months.
Oh.
You plug it in, you start clicking the thing, and it's supposed to fix your blown out Christmas lights.
So if you can envision what I'm looking at right now, it's actually up on his screen, but it looks like a glue gun.
It does kind of look like a glue gun.
I was like, what is Mahoney buying glue guns for?
There's a big long...
lots of arts and crafts.
There's a big, giant, long booklet, and so I feel like that's... I didn't read it, and so I was like, I just...
If your instructions are are more than like Apple instructions where there's two or three steps, I'm out.
I've got Brooks Beasts that I've never worn, a pair of shoes, a 35 count, 3 ounce handicap hot fries box.
Solid purchase.
$40.
I want to know what kind of drunk munchies you had when you were like, I need 36 bags.
I ate 90% of those too. A 40 ounce tube of Atomic Fireballs.
Jesus.
We've got the probably the worst one that I'm most ashamed of. A survival and cross jump rope, boxing and MMA fitness training speed adjustable jump rope.
A speed jump rope.
That was $10 I will never get back.
You needed a jump rope, but
not a regular jump rope, one that you can jump lightning fast with.
Which,
because a regular one just won't be quick enough.
I figured like it was
going to
be easier than the ones that have like the little like acrylic things that are wrapped around them.
Yeah.
The Gary Magel Sportsman's Print Contour Pouch Bikini Swimsuit for men. That was $18.97.
Wow.
Best $20 I've ever spent on a leopard skin banana hammock.
Do you ever mix the two together? The bathing suit and the speed jump rope?
They were going together at the time. That was back when I was
fit. Same purchase.
That's how you end up in a government database.
I thought a Fisher Space Pin non-reflective military cap-o-matic space pin, matte black.
Dude,
that was $17.
You get drunk a lot.
You gotta stop smoking so much weed, man. This is embarrassing.
A Pure Steam Elite Garment Steamer, heavy-duty power fabric steamer with fabric brush and garment hanger. That was $69.
Wow.
Left that thing in Houston. And finally, Street Fighter II on Super Nintendo.
Good purchase.
That was back in 2012. So, I mean, that's the span of at least 7 or 8 years
back. It's not too bad.
But
this one may one-up you with just a single line here because it's so unnecessary in every way. I bought my cat an array of Christmas sweaters.
Hell yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You bought your cat a bunch of seasonal sweaters.
I bet he looked awesome while he was eating his fancy feast.
He needed something nice for his Christmas cards.
He hated it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So I think that this totally defeats the purpose, but Mahoney is now... He's now online repurchasing a lot of his terrible purchase ideas that he did while he was drunk and or under the influence.
I felt like those that really added to our office, the giant thing of a box of handicap hot fries, and I just ordered a 40-ounce tub of Fireballs and a 40-ounce tub of Lemonheads. I feel like this is, we got Audrey's new to the show. I feel like we got to make our office a home again and welcoming to her.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a bunch of like old dirty glasses in there right now.
Ricky joining us this morning. What's up, Ricky?
How you guys doing?
Good. So what did you, what was your drunken purchase?
Well, I never got the Spice Girl dolls when I was a little boy. So I decided one night that I was going to buy all 5 Spice Girl dolls. So
do you remember how much the 5 Spice Girl Barbie dolls cost you?
Why do you have to out me like that? That's horrible.
Pretty expensive, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, excellent purchase, my friend.
Yo, see what I want, but I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what
I
want,
but I
really, really,
really, really want. Tell me what you want, personally.
Yeah?
Because if she's not going to go on tour with the Spice Girls, she's dead to me.
Really, really, really want to zig a zig.
Whatever your name is. Victoria Beckham.
Yeah. I want to know which one was your favorite now. Like, which one did you buy first? What was the one you were like, I got to find the baby Spice, or it's no-go?
Ginger.
She was my number 2.
Yeah,
she was my number 2.
The black one, but
it
was just, my hair wasn't like kinky enough.
All right, Ricky. Thanks for the call,
nice.
Man. Andy said my drunk purchase, a can of air spray supposedly from Mount Everest, $80. $80. Oh, man.
Somebody just farted in a tube and sent it to you and made $80. What? That's the life.
I got drunk in a bar watching my best friend play in his beer hockey league tournament and bought one of those giant rainbow parachutes that you used to play with in elementary school PE.
Oh, yeah.
Because hell yeah, you did.
I wonder how much one of those costs. Hold on.
Look it up.
Giant rainbow parachute.
While you're looking that up, I met with my old roommate and a big group of friends at a bar. After reminiscing with a lot of whiskey, ended up buying her an adult lady toy for her new single life, Sorry Not Sorry.
I've done that.
That seems to be a theme. You've what?
Yeah, I've done that for one of my girlfriends before.
Like,
yeah.
You're commiserating about the breakup and you're like, here you go.
Bzzz. No, it's more or less just like, hey, like...
Who needs man?
No, not necessarily. It's just like, listen, you're not going to probably be getting any for a little while. Here you go, girl.
Like, no, that is such that. Like, dudes would never, ever, 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 ever do that. Like,
but what are you gonna buy? What if we started?
We're not gonna buy anything.
I got you this blow up doll, dude. Hold on. Hang on. I'm getting lightheaded.
We're going to get through this together.
Come on,
man.
I'll take the top. I'll take the bottom.
Oh, no. Oh.
Saga!
Michelle said, I ordered my business cards while drunk. Didn't even have a typo. Go me.
You could order a 33-foot rainbow parachute for $189. You get much
$200.
Well, that's for a 33-footer. That's a big one.
That's pretty big.
You get a 12-footer for $20.
Okay.
But if you're going to do it right.
Some expensive ones here. Louis said, I got into an argument with my brother while attending an online car auction. Ended up buying a car with a bad transmission because I wanted to prove him right. Oops.
Prove him right?
Yeah. Well, he wanted to prove himself right. David said, I bought this. He posted a picture of a motorcycle, and he said its name was Jameson.
Its name was?
Yeah,
what happened?
Well, oh. You know, like most motorcycles. Oh, man. Okay. So, Sydney, I bought a t-shirt that I didn't even really like, and then I deleted the confirmation email so my sober self wouldn't get mad at me in the morning about it.
That's like the official, like, delete the text messages, too. And, like, all of the evidence you see, your Instagram stories the next morning, and before you even look at it, you're like, delete.
Kyle said, when I was living in San Diego, I got S-faced and forgot I bought myself a crossbow. Gave myself a high five for that
gift.
Hell yeah, Kyle.
Hell yeah, Daryl.
Garrett said, I surprised myself with a big container of celery salt. Still don't really know where I was going with that one.
I'll tell you,
celery salt on a hot dog, game changer. Game changer.
Maybe that's where he was going with it. He just didn't know.
I mean, what else are you using celery salt for?
I love your passion for celery salt.
On hot dogs, it's phenomenal.
Elena said, well, not really online, but my hubs and I decided that, you know, since we hadn't had a getaway without the kids in years, that we would take advantage of this amazing price of a timeshare vacation package. We made a pact. We are not going to buy it. We just wanted to get the free stuff. Well, we got a little out of control, and since we hadn't been on vacation in a long time, got completely hammered to the next day. We had to get some hair of the dog, went to our presentation, wasted, and of course, left with the timeshare. Just one of the many reasons why we are sober now.
Gotcha.
And maybe my favorite one when it comes to the drunk purchases, George said, purchase more beer, and when the Postmates person came, I was already drunk and passed out asleep when they're knocking on the front door.
They just leave your food at the front door?
Do they just leave the beer there? I don't know how that works.
Wait, you can order beer through Postmates?
That's what I thought, too, but he said that he did it, so.
All right.
That's impressive.
Or he got so drunk that he thought he did.
I mean, have you guys ever done that with a booty call? That's much worse, right? You're like, yeah, come on over. They're like.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'd much rather have my skin change its color based on my emotions. Because if I woke up every day with tattoos that said what I did the night before, I would definitely run into trouble where I could put my emotions on anything.
Message deleted.
So the option is your skin changes colors depending on your mood. So you can't really lie about what you're feeling anymore. Or you have to get tattoos of whatever you did the night before.
I'm going tattoos because really it would just be like my dog, Netflix, food, beer.
Yeah, but the one time you got drunk in college and banged a stranger, it's on your forehead.
But I was going to say, but like, I thought he said it changes every day.
Do you get to change out the tattoo or you just have to keep layering?
Yeah, last night it continues to show what happened. And so it's not like a new one. It's not everything you did ever. It's just a different tattoo.
Is it somewhere visible or can you cover it up with clothing?
Somewhere visible.
Somewhere
not
visible.
Not on your face, but it's visible.
I'm still going tattoos. Ugh.
I feel like amateurs go tattoos. I feel like professionals go.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Felt the shade there.
There's no shade there because anybody who is a sociopath has learned to lie to themselves about how they are feeling.
No, I'm in a great mood.
Yeah.
No,
I don't want to be purple for the rest of my life or green.
What's purple?
What are you, Grimace?
I don't know. What colors are each mood?
The Hulk? Like, what are you
Green is usually like jealous, right? Or envy. And the mood
ring. You're
rings.
Holding up the mood ring. Now, I thought green was horny.
I don't know.
No, we always just said whatever color it was horny because we were always horny.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. Do you guys have a kiss ass at your office? I have one at my work, and I cannot stand her.
Message deleted.
No one that I can think of, Ian.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Really?
You're just a very nice guy in general.
Yeah, see, but that's always misconstrued as me kissing ass. I'm being nice because I have to be nice.
And the last time we walked into Bossy Rossi's office, you were giving him a back rub. Like a deep tissue.
He asked me for it, and he was very tight back
Dave,
there.
Don't.
Was he?
Don't
yes,
judge
he
that man for trying to climb the corporate ranks,
or Bossy Rossi's back.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe he's you know.
I want to take that horse down to the Old Town Road.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a kiss ass, but if you're just not pleasant to be around, nobody's going to want to keep you around at your job. You know. Again, it's who you know, not what you know, and if it's your liked. Most likely you're going to be saved, or unless they absolutely have to fire you.
Wait, do you perceive yourself as being pleasant to be around?
To the right people.
All right.
To the right people. Everybody else.
I would like to revise my statement. It's Mahoney.
Everybody else who can do nothing for me, you're dead to me.
You know, I just cleaned out my car. And you know, for everyone who's like messy or dirty or like just doesn't care about like how their car looks, clean out your car.
Message deleted.
Cosign. I agree with that.
I only clean up my car when I know people are going to be in it.
And even sometimes that's not the case. Last time I was in Mahoney's car, I had to ride in the back seat, and there was...
It was an unexpected...
I don't even remember what it was for, but I just remember I was in your back seat, and there was about 13,000 empty Perrier cans.
I recycle!
And so it's just like...
I recycle! I'm keeping the earth clean! I'm saving the planet one...
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, I got all sorts of stuff.
My car has tons of jackets.
I've got mail in my car from probably like 2012.
Plastic water bottles, man, during the summer months, especially when it's hot, just right behind the seat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, you know, if you're thinking of having like a bar set up in your house, you've got let's say you have an extra room for like the pool table and the dartboard and stuff. Vintage slot machine?
Cool
addition?
Cool.
No.
Yeah. No, you don't think so?
No.
Like workable or just like as like decor?
I mean, it can't really be workable, right? Like you can't win jackpots that.
I don't know.
Yeah, so
got to be regulated by the Gaming Commission or something like that. My
well,
only thing
who's
about a vintage
feeding
one,
all of the money in that you're waiting,
you
winning the jackpot.
And then what's going to be one of your dumbass friends who's going to win it all? And then you're going to
feed
fight
all
them.
Your money in.
Okay, so dumb question. Sorry.
The plaza in downtown is giving players a chance to win a vintage coin operated slot or video poker machine as part of some of their promotions next month.
There's certain smells that don't come out of things and smoke. From, you know, 100,000 years at the plaza.
100,000 cigarettes over the course of the last 50 years.
Yeah.
A little smelly.
I mean, I know you did the revamp a couple years back, and it's a lot nicer place, but there were many years that the plaza was not...
not great.
Yeah.
Not great. So John Gruden has a message for the Patriots after the signing of Antonio Brown. He said, although Brown didn't play for the Raiders, you know, obviously the quote here is, you know, we gave it a shot.
Yeah, they did.
Now New England gets their turn. Good luck to them. I can't deal with it anymore.
That's the
quote.
Nicest way to say screw you that I've ever heard.
I like the end. Good luck.
That's exactly what you say to somebody who starts dating your crazy ex.
Yep.
Now you get your
good
turn.
Luck.
Good luck to them.
Good luck with that.
I can't deal with it anymore. It's not for me. It's not for me.
I wish you the best. Which also, when you fire me, do not wish me the best in the
don't wish
email.
Me the best in future endeavors.
Say screw that guy.
Screw that guy. He sucked, and I'll be like, screw you too. Didn't work out. Dude, see you never.
Let's be real. Yeah. Be real about it.
What about this? A Las Vegas non-gaming, health-minded hotel. The Majestic is an $850 million project. It'll be a non-gaming, non-smoking, ultra-luxury 5-star hotel, instead focusing on the best in health and wellness.
No.
Oh.
So it's got a 4-level, 70,000 square foot fitness, nutrition, and med spa facility that offers body treatments and fitness classes. In addition to personal nutritionists and physicals, there's a lot of very healthy people in Las Vegas, said one developer. It's not just the casinos and the smoke and all of that. He said there's an increasing focus on health and wellness around the country and looking to provide a one-stop shop for people to get their health examined and receive personalized programs to prevent potential future health complications. Coincidentally, the hotel will be located right near the city's new convention center, which is currently under construction, and it's scheduled to begin in May with the estimated completion of 2023.
I like the idea, but people don't come to Vegas to, like, work on their nutritional habits. So it's almost like the exact opposite.
You come to Vegas, and then when you go home on Monday, that's like the new me starts on Monday. That's the reset. But, I mean, like, you think about all the things that make you healthy, right? And it's not going on vacation, or it's not even coming to Vegas for a convention.
Eating healthy, cooking healthy.
It's all the meal prep and going to the gym on the reg and all that stuff. That's what makes you healthy. So, I don't hate the idea.
Oh, I do.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
I hate this idea with all of my heart.
Why do you hate it with all of your heart?
And I'm just going to make a proclamation right now.
Of your heart.
We're going to sell my house. I'm gonna pull all my money out of my 401k because this is the tipping point. When we start coming up with ideas like this for Las Vegas, like
the recession is coming.
It would be awesome if we built a $1 billion hotel that didn't have booze.
Says the dude who bought a speed jump rope on Amazon. You hate the fact that they're coming out with
guess what? I never used it.
Also, it didn't say anything about no booze. It said non-gaming, non-smoking.
Whatever, man. It's all
booze.
Stupid.
People still figure out how to weave booze into their healthy lifestyles.
Like the places that don't have gambling that are down in that area just traditionally don't last that long.
If you'd think anywhere, though, close to the convention center is not a terrible idea because a lot of people do come here for work.
Yeah.
And this is the sort of place that their wives are going to make them stay.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
If you tell your significant other, baby, I'm staying at the Majestic. No, they don't even have gaming. I'm not going to party while I'm there. I'm going to focus on my health and wellness.
Get an acai bowl.
The crash is coming.
Acai bowl.
We have gone too far. The crash is imminent.
Yeah.
It is. When we start doing stupid stuff like this, we know better than this, Las Vegas. We lived through this once.
An adult video and bookstore that's believed to have operated the last remaining peep show in the area has closed, marking the end of an era. Showgirl Video shut down last month after nearly four decades, and the building will soon be torn down to make way for something much more wholesome, a marijuana dispensary. It is believed to be the last place in Las Vegas that had a peep show where dancers would perform behind a window that opened where a customer placed... This was really a thing until last month.
Yeah.
You put a dollar into the machine... Las Vegas passed an ordinance in 92 banning sexually oriented businesses along the strip, but Showgirl Video was grandfathered in. Where was this?
Never even heard of it.
South end of the Boulevard. Not that I know.
But like where? Like by Mandalay Bay?
A little bit farther. Is it where that
Jackalope Bar was?
Yeah, it's
on the east side of the strip?
It wasn't a Jackalope Bar, my friend.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That place called like the Angry Jackalopes?
Oh, boy. In fact, if you reopen another peep show called the Angry Jackalope, I bet I'd do pretty well.
Laughing Jackalope.
Laughing Jackalope.
I put a dollar in and the jackalope starts laughing.
Yeah, and then it turns into the crying jackalope.
Oh, boy.
So 18 years ago today was September the 11th, 2001, and everyone remembers exactly where they were at that time. I still remember waking up that day and I turned on the news because I'd turn on the radio first and they're like, something is going on in New York City. And as I turned on the news, that's when the second plane came in and hit the tower. And I'm like, what is happening? And I remember being on the air that day and even driving into work. So surreal because I was doing the afternoon show at the time. I was in South Carolina. I just remember driving to work and looking up in the sky, like thinking that we were literally like under attack, having no idea what was going on. And it was just the most surreal day. 18 years ago, where were you?
Yeah, I was at home. I was getting ready to go to community college. Class that day at school just started a couple weeks before, and I get a call from one of my friends, and he's like, turn on the TV. Same thing. You turn on the TV, and you see you're not sure what happened. You're like, oh, my God, how did a plane run into the tower? You know, how did that even happen? You know, you didn't think it was a terrorist attack.
And it was so strange when you realized it was deliberate.
Yeah, it gives me goosebumps 18 years later thinking about that still. Didn't end up going to class that day. Just, you know, was at home and just in shock.
I remember once I got to work and was getting ready for the show that afternoon, everyone's huddled in the conference room because there's a TV in there and they're watching it. And then all of a sudden you start to realize what's going on.
The magnitude of it.
And that it was deliberate. And you're like, man, our lives just changed. The whole world just changed.
The most important day in the history of our lives, you know, and almost of the world in our lifetime, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, World War II, the Vietnam War, those sorts of things, you know. I mean, we weren't alive during those, but like as far as, you know, moments that changed like the course of the world during our lifetimes while we've been around, 9/11 certainly was one of them. And it's something, you know, I know it's the phrase is, you know, never forget. You can't forget. It's you just can't.
But you see all these things popping up on social media today, like the transcribed voicemail from the husband to the wife. And
I just read that as soon as
it's
you said
just
it.
Heartbreaking.
I was watching, you know,
can you imagine having to leave a voicemail like that? Like, I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy your life. Same thing for my parents. I love you so much. But it's not looking good right now. You're like, oh, my God.
It's horrible. It's heartbreaking. It's
you were a little kid, right?
Yeah, Ian and I are the same age. So
I
can't remember. We're fourth or fifth grade. I really, truly can't remember. I was just so young, and I just remember. So I lived in Huntsville, Alabama at the time, which was and is a military base, right? So all of us, pretty much, all of our families were in the military. So we're sitting there thinking, like, oh my gosh, are my parents going to have to.
Are they going to war?
Going to war. Yeah. And that's kind of the frame of mind is like, are we kind of like you were saying, are we next? Like, are we going to be hurt? And I just remember that fear and that pain feeling of like sheer shock of like, okay, are we going to die? Like, are we going to be hurt next?
I was thinking the same thing, and I was 21, 22 at the time.
Mm-hmm. Just remember getting off the school bus and kind of they made us watch for the rest of the day.
To be
news.
A little kid going through that? I mean, that's wild. I mean, Ian, do you distinctly remember it?
You know what? I really don't. I remember watching the news and knowing that something was going on, but I went about my day. I walked to school. We still had class that day, but I do remember realizing that something really bad happened because it was the first time I've ever seen my teacher cry.
Yes.
Wow. And that was the big one for me. I was like, wow, she is just not keeping it together right now. And it was just one of the most emotional days of my life.
So there's no real way to properly, you know, put into context all of the loss that's happened, not just from the moment, obviously, and then
near
3,000 people, but all of the service members that have had to go overseas and fight, lives lost there, just everyone's life affected for generations as a result of this.
How many first responders have we seen who have come down with crazy forms of cancer?
It's still happening right now. You know, I mean, you saw that whole thing going on with Jon Stewart mm-hmm. and him fighting to keep that fund going.
The people who rush down there without giving it a second thought to save people's lives, make sure that those people are taken care of. And, you know, like when we have a day like this, when 9/11 exists, remember that those are the people that we need to remember as well. The people who were there to Absolutely. Save lives, who are affected 18 years later.
Did you hear that speech that Jon Stewart did in front of the House where he was talking about how long it took for first responders to start heading towards the scene?
It's like seconds.
5 seconds.
Yeah, seconds.
5 seconds they had responded.
Goosebumps over my entire body.
Yeah, and then they were rushing towards the scene and they never thought twice about it. So a profound thank you to the people that still today are first responders mm-hmm. that put themselves in that position to have to be the ones that respond in times of tragedy. And this national anthem that we play from time to time, it tugs at the heartstrings. So this doesn't have anything specifically to do with 9/11. Nope. This was actually a Sunday night football game. It was in New York, so it was between the Colts and the New York Giants. So it was right there at the stadium, which is, of course, right across the river in New Jersey. But it's this guy named Chris Bodie who plays trumpet. And I've never heard them just use, before an NFL game, a dude come out and play trumpet, but it's profoundly emotion-invoking, and to the point where like some of the players were on the sidelines crying while this guy is playing it, but there's fireworks that just are gently going off at the exact right time, and it's just a beautiful
Planes
tribute.
Planes fly by. You know,
it's just a beautiful tribute to our country.
I think it's the most beautiful version of the anthem that I've ever heard. You know, it's my personal favorite.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
So here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, we take it very seriously, our oath that we took early on in our radio careers to help people find love, regardless of the situation. And the Missed Connection Inspection is all about that. People will go online and they'll post encounters that they've had with people, sometimes long-lasting encounters, sometimes just brief blips of history.
Fleeting moments.
Yes.
Dave, we're here to help the freaks get their freak on.
Some of these are definitely freaky. Some of these, I think, are just old people that are confused. This first one, I'll let you guys be the judge. It's entitled Judy. Hello, Judy. I've seen your photos on Facebook. I tried answering, but I'm not sure I'm doing it right. I'd love to talk to you. I don't know if you ever look here. Just thought I'd try anyway. So, you know, it's me. I know your middle name. Mike and I spent days trying to guess it. Tell me where we worked so I know it's you. I never forget you.
What?
I think that's old people who are confused, but they're also swingers.
Old swingers. Got it. Okay.
Old swingers.
Going with old swingers. This one. Old swinger or just freaky. Information on Carl's is the post title.
Oh, no.
I am a 72-year-old man looking for information on Carl's house. I met a couple of beautiful CDs there a while back and was wondering if it's under some type of construction. Any information would be appreciated. Thanks you.
What?
Was he, is Carl's house like a bootleg Columbia house?
Yeah, like, I don't... Is that code for something? I just don't know, man.
CDs are cross-dressers.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, so the plot does stick.
Yes.
So, oh, okay.
It was a party at Carl's house.
Yeah, not Carl's Jr., that's Carl's Sr.'s.
Oh.
Steaming hot Carl, man.
This one's entitled Home Depot. You are the young, light-skinned Latin guy with a lean body and a hot butt in the hardware section yesterday around 5 p.m. I'm the older white man. We nodded at each other. You're probably married, construction worker, the wife and kids at home. I'm a divorced dad. Let's talk. Always Home Depot, man. Just if you're a dude and you're going into Home Depot today, know that there is some much older gay guy that is scoping you out regardless of which aisle you're on.
Is that where you pick up dudes is the Home Depot?
We see this every single week in the Misconnection Inspection. There's always some dude who's like, you're probably straight, but if not, meet me in the hardware section.
I was there with my wife and you were there with your wife. Dude, just live your best life. And also, you were in the hardwood section. Man.
Hardware.
Oh.
That's a Freudian slip, my friend.
Well, speak for yourself. You don't know what section I was in.
This one is entitled True Romance. I had the most amazing night with you, playing like children. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. I wish that you could find me again. You are beautiful. Oh. Didn't catch the name.
Weird fetish stuff going
people
on.
People are
there.
So bizarre. Like, what makes people just say, hey, I didn't get to catch your name? It's only posted on Craigslist.
Well,
that's the last place I think that I would ever go to look.
Right?
No, I feel like if you've got one of these weird fetishes like this guy, like playing like children, you know, whatever your kink may be, I get the kind of the need not to exchange information at the moment. But then afterwards, you knew you enjoyed it. You want to go back, and now that person is gone and anonymous forever.
We shared a sunrise at Burning Man. We met at the trash fence. You were wearing a long furry coat and riding a green road bike. I was wearing flannel and a Chili Peppers bandana and a green hat and riding a piece of crap mountain bike. We laughed at the guys getting chased down after jumping the fence. We watched skydivers come down from the sky and then rode off in separate directions. How do I find you?
Honestly, that's hilarious. That could have been anybody at the festival. I was wearing plaid and a Chili Peppers
and
t-shirt.
And every single chick that I saw that posted anything was wearing a long fur coat, pasties on her nipples, some weird snowboarding goggles.
Lots of glitter.
Oh, you thought that was a woman?
Oh.
I read that as a man.
Two dudes? No.
I think it's a girl and a dude.
I think it's a girl and a dude, and I think it's probably a very attractive girl who's tripping on something and some fairly average looking dude wearing a Chili Peppers bandana that thought that he had a chance because he was also on something, but it didn't. This one's entitled A Couple Summers Ago. It was a couple summers ago that we established an email friendship through the now defunct Craigslist platonic men for women section.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
You are a working stripper dancer and you seem to enjoy our in-depth anonymous pen pal friendship that lasted much of the summer. I really enjoyed your stories, learning about your lifestyle and getting to know you. I still remember your name, and at the very least, wanted to say hi. Hope you're doing well.
Aw.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
That wasn't a woman.
You became pen pals with a chick who was a stripper, huh?
That was a dude.
That was a dude
role playing a stripper.
Yep, you got catfished.
That's what that was.
Was her name Catfish or just Cat? Perhaps. All right,
Kitty.
This one. speaking of people being kind of weird, it's entitled "You Always Liked My Full Size Truck."
Hell yeah!
I'd come by sometimes late at night, and you'd come around and bring me something yummy. You liked my truck. Its big, roomy back seat and dark tinted glass.
Mm-hmm.
We never really spoke much. We got along well. Please reply back if you see this.
I like your truck, boy.
It's a 4x4.
How did the first encounter happen? Like, if this became like a regular thing, that's not the strange part to me. But like the first thing, you just see a dude in a truck. You're like, squeak. You get in the back seat. You brought him something
sort
yummy.
Sounds like a kidnapping,
you
right?
You don't talk much. Like, what is going on here?
Have you been in the back of a truck recently? Like a king cab? A full-size king cab?
No, have you?
Is this Craigslist ad for
it's like
you?
It's like a limo back there. All sorts of, like, it's like from Step Brothers. Look at all this space.
Do you also like tinted windows?
I mean, if you're gonna do it.
Do you deliver yummy goods?
I mean, define yummy.
And
define
finally.
Goods. Nobody's defining that as goods.
Yummy bads? I don't know. And finally, this one's entitled FedEx Guy. You only pick up on Saturdays. You're super cute, and I meet you at the back door a lot. Send a pic of which store I'm from. Look forward to a package delivery.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Ma'am, can you just sign for this so I can go?
Just please.
Really?
And could you tie the front of your robe? You're 67. Things have gotten a bit droopy.
Some packing tape for that.
Just wrap yourself in bubble wrap so I know you're coming. Pop, 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 pop.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Odell Beckham Jr. plans to continue wearing his $200,000 watch during football games because he's an idiot. He has a $200,000 watch that he is wearing, and he wore it in week number one of the NFL, even though the NFL said, hey, that violates league rules. Beckham said that his jewelry shouldn't be an issue, and the NFL is only making it because he's the one involved.
That's so annoying.
Now, you self-important douche, take off your $190,000 plastic watch.
Also, why are you wearing a plastic watch worth $190,000? It seems like a terrible investment.
He said it should be allowed because it's plastic, just like players' knee braces. Only, you know, knee braces are necessary and watches are not. What could you possibly need a watch for? It even annoys me when I see players wearing chains during football games. They'll, like, pop out of their pads.
Yeah.
You're like, it's just an unnecessary thing that can cut people and cause injuries.
Chains don't bother me because the person that's going to hurt is the person wearing it.
Still.
And that's on you at that point. I don't know. It's a good looking watch. I was like, man, that's a good looking watch.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
It's like a brown leather watch.
No, it wasn't. Did you not see the inside? It's like beautiful.
No, I didn't.
I'm with Mahoney. It's a gorgeous
watch.
That
is a gorgeous watch. Really? A bunch of haters up in here.
I love watches, actually. I really enjoy them, but I don't understand why you're going to try and get fined $50,000 for a plastic watch per each game because.
Gotta look sharp, man. You just don't get fashion, Audrey.
That's what
you
post-game
don't
interviews
get
are for.
Fashion.
Take it from Cam Newton. Oh, he knows.
It looks like Cam Newton ran through a barbed wire on the way to that last post-game press conference, man. It's just...
Also, when did Aaron Rodgers become Magnum P.I.?
All right, I'm glad you said that. Aaron Rodgers' mustache annoys the hell out of me.
Me too.
Do you know whose mustache does not annoy the hell out of me? Gardner Minshew, the backup quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars that got put in.
Never heard of this guy.
No one's ever heard of this
guy
before.
And he was a 6th-round pick, got put in for Flacco, or not Flacco, for...
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles when he went down, yeah. But they cut to the backup that no one's ever heard of on the sideline. He's got a bandana on and this, like, sweet-ass porn mustache. That's
nice.
Not trying too hard. Like, Aaron Rodgers
is trying
a little too hard. But they cut over to Gardner Minshew, and you're just like, Hell yeah. And then he goes out there and has a good game,
he
too.
He looks like he could be Uncle Rico.
He does.
100%.
Our mustache is making a comeback because I'm seeing them kind of frequently right now in the media.
It seems like they're trying to, like even the Ashton Kutcher mustache.
Ew, his is
not great. The James Franco, you know, like if those guys can't bring mustaches back, nobody's bringing them back.
I mean, Ashton Kutcher was an Abercrombie model, man. Like if you can't pull it off, nobody can.
Nobody can.
You can pull it off. There are certain people who have mustaches, and traditionally people who have good mustaches are not super handsome people. Tom Selleck is kind of the one anomaly, which I feel like why his mustache is so revered over the years. But most of the time, people with really good mustaches aren't really good-looking people.
Is there any piece of, and Audrey, I'll direct this towards you. I mean, is there any piece of facial hair that just instantly says creep more than a mustache?
Chin strap.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Chin straps. Can't do that.
Or a Fu Manchu.
What about the... The chin strap, what about the super tight, the pencil thin?
Yes, it's just so gross.
The John Waters mustache.
What about just the flavor saver? You know what I'm talking about? Just that little.
You gotta have that though. If you got the beard. God.
No,
but the mixture of plaid shorts just sent a cringe down my spine. Reminds me of everybody who went to the University of Louisville.
Dave, it's called a soul patch.
A soul patch,
gross.
Yeah.
That is what that's called. That's a soul patch, my friend.
Oh, a flavor saver, you called it.
That's gross.
Oh my God.
No, just because like when you're eating food, the flavor.
Yeah, food for sure. It's always food, right?
Mustache is
macaroni
a soup strain.
And cheese.
The mustache is a soup strainer. That's a flavor saver.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the story we're sticking with.
Kevin Hart he's left the hospital, going to inpatient physical therapy, hospitalized since that horrible car accident. 3 spinal fractures, had to be fused together in surgery, taken to inpatient physical therapy facility where he'll spend a couple of weeks before he goes home. Could be a couple of months until he's able to work again, which if you think about the money that is attached to Kevin Hart and how busy he is and stays, it's a big problem, but... they're saying that he is super eager to get out and that he's in good spirits.
Doesn't that sound a lot more serious than they initially led us to believe?
Well, they said it was major back damage, and I mean, you know, 3 spinal fractures is pretty serious.
His wife was like, "Oh, he'll be fine."
His wife downplayed it way more than maybe she should. But yeah, I mean, this sounds pretty serious.
Fusing spinal, you know, fusing
vertebrae together. Yeah,
that's serious. That's serious stuff there.
Yep. So Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian and Kanye all get hit by a prowler. Kylie Jenner had an intruder prowling around her house on Monday. Guy wasn't finished with the family because he then beelined it over to Kim and Kanye's house. Surveillance video shot from Kylie's security camera show him at one of her Hidden Hills homes. It shows the prowler about 5 a.m. rooting around the barbecue area, possibly looking for a hidden key. Ugh.
So gross.
The guy apparently didn't find what he was looking for, left while attempting to break inside. He then went straight over to Kim and Kanye's house, which is nearby, got inside their mailbox located outside the residence. Didn't get too far, though, because there was security, and they figured out who the guy was, who then split. But creepy stuff, man.
I was just about to say, how do you not have like a gated area around your home when you're somebody of... I mean, truly, somebody of that magnitude, right? Like, Kylie Jenner is like a billionaire. How do you not have...
You just have to have 24/7 security, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it's just a necessary expense at that point.
Especially when you have babies.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one to point out the obvious about Kanye, though, his stalkers. Like, when you're pushing a fake religion... This is how you get even more crazy.
There was a lot of people that were getting all up in arms because some guy posted a video of one of Kanye's creepy Sunday services, and they're like, "I'm not so sure that this feels right."
Feels like a cult.
It feels like a cult, and it's definitely a cult of personality. Yeah. And it's all about Kanye, and no one's there to really do anything other than just stand
up front
and hype him up. And you're like, "God, you guys are such
celebrity
losers."
Worship culture has become just disgusting, I think.
He was just recently in Chicago, and it was filmed. I'm not sure if you saw this or not, but he looked back at the dude with the camera, and he goes, "Watch this. This is my city." And then pretended like he was parting the crowd, like the Red Sea. Like, actually was just, like, walking through the crowd, no security in front of him, and he was just, like, parting the people. It was creepy.
How brave. Shut up.
Creepy.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
It is time for the most dramatic moment of your week. And Amanda is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for Alternative Theater. Amanda, have you ever had a thespian experience before?
I'm just listening to this show, really.
Well, finally you get to participate. Congratulations on the upgrade, my friend.
Thank you.
What did you think of the thespian action that you've heard in the past from us?
You guys are very dramatic.
Very dramatic. How dare you? All right, so here's how this works. We are going to act out three alternative songs. They are all very popular. You are trying to get the artist and the song today. If you are able to get two out of the three, you win. Full point for the artist and the song. Half point if one of the other is what you are able to obtain today from our hopefully marvelous performance.
And if there is any suspect of cheating...
I'm at work and I have backed up from my computer to avoid typing.
So she's heard
she
the...
She knows.
Yes.
She knows. And do not!
Please.
No wrath of Mahoney.
Please don't interrupt Mahoney either. He'll have a total meltdown.
Not disturb the talent.
All right. So are you ready for song number one, Amanda?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
I'm getting... Ha-ha! Ho-ho!
I asked Amanda if she was ready, not you. You don't need to gargle. Okay, here we go. On to number one.
This is also to point out, this is Audrey's first thespian experience.
Amanda and Audrey are having a thespian experience together for the very first time. This is wonderful.
Thespians.
Ooh-hoo.
Do you guys want something to drink? Should we?
We don't mind a crowd.
Okay.
Scene one.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
Butane in my veins. So I'm out to cut the chunky.
With plastic eyeballs? Spray paint the vegetables?
Dog food stalls while the beefcake patios.
Kill the headlights and put it in neutral.
Stock car flaming with a loser at the cruise control.
Babies in Reno with the vitamin D.
Got a couple of couches. Sleep. On the love seat.
And scene.
Wow.
Audrey laughing.
Oh my God, you got me good at pantyhose.
Do not interrupt the talent.
I'm sorry.
She got it right. The Beck and Loser, you are correct.
Very nice.
Well done.
God.
Beefcake pantyhose.
Okay, so we're on to number two. If you get a full point here, artist and song, you'll get the win today, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Shh. Hey!
Audrey's a little nervous. Hey! It's her first thespian experience. She's...
Pull it together!
All right.
Shh. Silence.
Okay, here you go.
Scene two.
I've been a... I've been a bad, bad girl. I've been careless with a delicate man.
And it's a sad, sad world when a girl will break a boy just because she can.
Don't you tell me you deny it. I've done wrong, and I want to suffer for my sins.
I've come to you because I need guidance to be true, and I just don't know where I can begin.
What I need is a good defense because I'm feeling like a criminal.
And see. All right.
Wow. Does anybody have a towel?
That criminal by Fiona Apple.
You know.
Wow. Two for two.
Nice.
Mother's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. Oh,
Were these performances just so good that you knew instantly what they were?
They were Oscar worthy.
Thank you.
And how was your first thespian experience?
I prefer a Tony because I'm a man of the stage, not the plebeian silver screen.
Right.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Good first thespian experience?
Great.
Audrey laughing the whole time didn't mess you up?
that's par for the course for me.
I could not breathe.
Laughing is better than crying.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, who hasn't been here before? Arguing with your significant other happens all the time. But we have a real contender, I think, for wife of the year, maybe wife of the decade.
Oh, really?
A North Carolina woman, 56 years old, was arrested after she tied up her husband, 61, and she wasn't done there. Her husband, whose name is James, says that his wife, Victoria, restrained him, pulled out a knife, and cut off his dong.
Oh!
Oh.
Whoops!
I thought it was going to be like a foot or a toe or something, like, nope, you know, nope, like Misery style. But
Nope. This is straight up Lorena Bobbitt, and that was a solid, what, almost 30 years ago, probably?
Yeah, about
long
30
time
years ago.
Ago,
yeah.
Dang,
the chief detective, Jason Wank,
no,
said officers responded to a house in Newport just before 4 a.m. The victim was transported from the home to the medical center in Greenville. Major Wank, shut up. Shut up.
The best part of the story.
Major Wank is the guy in charge.
This is not a real story.
This cannot be real.
This is fake. I'm Googling Major Wank right now.
No, please do, and tell me what comes. Said the body part was successfully located by law enforcement. The junk was immediately put on ice and transported by medical personnel. The condition is currently unknown. She was taken into custody and put on a $100,000 bond.
Did you see what this woman's last name is?
Frawbutt?
Yeah.
Frawbutt and Major Wank. Do we think that once it's stitched back on, like, it has the same everything, or is it like a Frankendong?
Well, so the whole thing is with, like, the Lorena Bobbitt thing back in the day. Do you even remember that?
That's
probably before.
Yeah.
Yes, but
right when I was born, probably.
Right about the time you were born. But that's a tale that's as old as time. That gets told time and time again. Her, John Bobbitt, the guy who was with her at the time that she cut off his junk and threw it into a field, he got one put back on.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his,
yeah,
right?
No, it was his.
It was his?
It was his.
And he actually did adult films after to show that everything still worked.
Yeah, it was called Franken Blank.
Yeah.
And we've met him a couple times, and I will tell you.
I can see how somebody would cut off his dong.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy.
Don't condone it, but that's, he was an interesting character.
Interesting that you can put it back together like that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Science is crazy.
I think that if that were ever to happen to me, which, God forbid, I would go like, what else do you have?
Can I see my other?
What else in the warehouse?
It's kind of like when they bring out the dessert tray at a restaurant.
I'll take that one.
The creme brulee.
The creme
brulee.
Speaking of desserts, a delivery man, this fat ass, stole $90,000 worth of Lady M cakes.
Hell yeah.
And $90 worth of crepes. He's a delivery man in New York, been accused of stealing $90,000 worth of cake after smuggling more than 1,000 baked goods out of a warehouse over a few months. Like, why are you going to steal $90,000 worth of cakes?
Resale value.
Well, how are you going to move $90,000 worth of cakes? It's like they have a shelf life.
Bro, the underground cake game is crazy.
Is it?
I guess
major
the
black market for
these signature
cakes.
Millie crepes sell for $90 a piece, and they're popular with celebrities.
Who's
like
$90 on a crepe? You deserve to have your damn crepe stolen.
Oprah Winfrey loves them. Martha Stewart loves them, and a bunch of douchey rich ladies who want to pretend to be Martha Stewart and Oprah Winfrey, and so they're eating $90 crepes.
There's no crepe on this planet that is worth $90, and I've eaten a lot of crepes in my day.
Are you a crepe connoisseur?
Mm-hmm. I'm crepesy. That's pretty good.
An unidentified man.
Not $90 good, but that was pretty good.
An unidentified man told police he had gotten separated from a friend on a long night out before he needed a place to sleep, and so he chose, as we all would, a nearby dumpster.
Yeah, it seems like dude, would you rather sleep on a dumpster or on the ground?
Ground.
Are you sure?
What do you mean on a dumpster? Like on the plastic thing on top?
No, I mean like inside.
Or like in the dumpster.
In the dumpster.
No, ground.
I would barf everywhere.
What if it's empty?
Then
it
why
still smells.
Then it's metal and stinky.
But I feel like you're more protected from rats inside of there.
And
no,
this,
you've got rats that are nibbling on your toes inside
and
there.
And this is going to happen. A driver with Republic Services was emptying the garbage container into the back of the truck about 3:30 when he heard a man's screams growing louder. The driver told police he left the truck and opened a sliding door in the rear when he saw, oh, there's a dude in there. Yep. Unable to get the man out himself, he had to call the cops. Firefighters eventually had to show up and pull the dude out of the back of the truck. He was taken to the hospital. Minor injuries to his face and knee. But, I mean, it's like a much less exciting and dramatic way to die than being stuck in the trash compactor in Star Wars with that weird one-eyed thing.
Yes.
What was that weird one-eyed thing?
That was Mr. Frawbutt's missing member.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That was an alien Wang.
For sure it was. For sure it was.
100% that's what that was. We know what you're up to, George Lucas.
Got
a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, I know this is a boring question, but I want to know how you guys feel about automobile production in the United States. And honestly, if I can get Dave's opinion, that would actually be great.
Message deleted.
You were asking the wrong guy. Why would you want my opinion about automobile production in the United States? I think that it's good, and I would like there to be more of it. I don't know.
Such a bizarre question.
Are you talking about what brands that we like? I've owned a Chevy, I've owned a Ford, I've owned a Hyundai, and I've owned a Toyota. And out of all of those, Toyota has been my favorite.
I've always done really well with GM vehicles. I've had a couple of Fords, a couple of Mustangs back when I was a even bigger douche and younger. And actually, they're pretty good cars in my experience. Had a Tahoe at one point for a little while, was really happy with that. The cars that sucked, because that's easier to pinpoint, right?
Yeah.
Range Rover, for being a newer vehicle, lots of problems.
It cost you a lot of money.
BMW had one of those for a little while.
That was a lemon.
Hunk of garbage.
Wasn't that an actual lemon? Didn't they have to take it back or something?
No. I just
burnt it.
Training it
to
in.
To the ground at the dealership.
And, out of the cars that have been the worst. And then my wife had an Infiniti for a while, and that thing was a hunk of garbage, too. So the American-made cars have actually treated me better.
I love how, the Cadillac Escalade and the Tahoes and the new Expeditions and the new Navigators all look for, full-size SUVs. I think they're beautiful cars. But for me, I'm just sold on Toyota, for the rest of my life.
I love Toyota.
That is just where I'm at. I've been waiting. It's been... I know this doesn't sound like a big thing, but I've wanted a new car for a couple of years now, but they haven't come out with a new full size Toyota SUV in
the 4Runners are sweet.
So 4Runners are sweet. I'm too tall for a 4Runner, so I got to go Sequoia or Land Cruiser, and they haven't updated. Which, here's a tip: when one of those comes out next time, it's maybe 2021 is what we're looking at for a Sequoia and the Land Cruiser, which I know they're expensive. But they haven't updated the bodies in it'll be 14 years, 13 or 14 years total. So it's it looks like you're driving a new car the entire time.
That's the way to go. Because the worst is when you buy a car and
the body style changes.
You're not really aware of when the body style is changing, and the very next year it comes out and all of a sudden your car looks dated. You're like, no.
I am so petty when it comes to that. I will not buy a new car late in a model cycle. I just won't. It's the same thing with the iPhone. I buy when it first comes out, when the new version, when they change how it looks, comes out, I'll buy it, but not the refresh. No.
If aesthetically it's not different, there's no way you're changing.
And even the new one, when you're going from the 10 to the 11 Pro or whatever, doesn't change that much. Yeah, you're not looking at my camera.
Yeah.
I'm not updated.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, love the show. Thank you so much for making my mornings a little more tolerable. I was wondering, have you guys ever gone to work in your pajamas? So I work in an office and I'm honestly debating just staying in mine and just riding it out. So don't judge me.
Message deleted.
No, we're going to judge you.
Yeah.
Because even for us, I'll roll in and I don't look great. I know, but I just don't look great no matter what, so that's just kind of what you get. Be it a golf shirt or a Tommy Bahama or a tracksuit.
By the way, you've been faltering a little bit on the whole Tommy Bahama.
They're at the cleaners.
Oh, okay. Is that why you're wearing the golf shirt today?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, the golf shirt with the little elastic hanging off.
No, it's ripped.
Yeah. I didn't even notice until I got here.
You're a mess.
It's so much easier for guys, though, to get ready in the mornings. You guys
What are you talking about? We're wearing the same thing.
Black t-shirt and jeans. You have to do your makeup and do your hair and blah, blah, blah.
Dave didn't do his hair?
I didn't do my hair and my makeup today.
Sorry, I didn't notice.
I will say, don't wear your slippers to work, man. That's just gross.
Also, the whole pajama thing, not to work, because if you have an office environment where you all agree on it, fine, as annoying as that is, don't wear your pajamas to the grocery store. Pajamas and slippers and things like that, the reason why they work
that
so well at home is because they're free of all of the germs of the outside world. It's the same reason why you don't go to bed in your... pajamas socks. Or socks or the or in your jeans or your socks or your shirt that you've been wearing all day because it's covered in germs from all of the stuff you've encountered.
I'm so passionate about wearing socks to bed.
Oh, my God. Who wears socks to bed?
Psychopaths.
I bet you do, Mahoney.
No, I don't. Like, I could, like, anything covering my feet. My feet got to be outside of the blankets.
Yeah.
Because otherwise.
Really?
Yeah, otherwise
you're
it
not
gets too
of
hot.
Monsters
no.
getting them?
No, otherwise my body temperature goes up 1,000 degrees if I've got my feet covered by the blanket. I got to have the feet outside the blanket to be, like, my lifeline.
Ian, why could I see you wearing large tube socks to bed?
Because I do that sometimes.
Do you seriously?
Yeah. If it's cold,
you
man.
You wear
yeah, if
socks
it's
to bed.
But that's my whole thing. If it's really cold, I'll wear socks. But just like Mahoney, I have to keep them outside mm-hmm. the covers.
See, I like it where I keep my feet under the covers, and then if I get hot, the poke it out for the cool refreshment.
The rest of your bed.
You're going to get hot. You're going to get hot. Yeah. Start with the leg outside, and then you problem solved. You don't have to wake up when you're too hot.
I'm just envisioning,
you're
though.
Not, you don't know how to sleep.
You're
doing it wrong.
I'm a great sleeper. What are you talking about?
I'm just envisioning, though, you and your tall self just laid out with only your feet stuck out.
Yeah.
Like it's like a Disney, like Mickey Mouse. You're like
that's
goofy.
The story of my life. I've been tall my entire life.
I just imagine that it's more like Mahoney sleeping naked and there's like a towel over his butt like he's getting a massage.
I used to sleep naked until I discovered the Duluth Trading Company's Armachillo.
Shut up about
boxers.
Your stupid underwear that you don't get paid to promote.
I feel like they are a second skin. I don't even need to sleep naked anymore.
After the tone.
If you were able to be a fly on the wall, what wall would you guys want to land on?
Message deleted.
This guy could...
Women's locker room. I'm just
no,
a creep.
No.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Why?
Yeah.
That's nasty yeah. stuff's going on
nasty
in there.
Nasty stuff.
What
in
are
there?
You talking about?
I know, not like a real... Like,
no, what's happening in a man's locker room? Balls are being air-dried by hand dryers. There's just nakedness all over the place.
True.
Farting happening everywhere. Locker rooms are nasty.
Y'all are... drying off your balls. And
we're not. That's always the oldest dude in the place, though.
So the thing is, I guess it comes with age because I haven't gotten more blazing with my nudity as I've gotten older. But there has to be a certain age that you get to as a dude where you just don't care who sees you nuts. Because every time that I go to the gym, in the dude's locker room, there's always, like my homie said, normally the oldest guy who just does not give a damn at all, doesn't even like try to like cover anything up,
mm-hmm.
walking around butt naked. And wasn't too long ago, a couple of months ago, at the gym, some dude propped his leg up on the sink
yep.
and...
No.
Oh,
way.
Yeah. It's
see,
nasty.
Women's locker rooms are nothing like that, okay? We're all hiding out trying to change in the bathroom stalls. No one's naked out and about.
What?
And we're actually just... If we're there for too long, it's because we're doing our hair.
Or
and
kissing.
Really it.
Or kissing.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
There's tons of making out happening.
Or having a pillow fight, of course. You know what they need? Do you know what would actually, I think, you know, because you see all these like high-end gyms that have popped
yeah.
up around the country where people are paying
gyms.
Hundreds
yeah.
of dollars to be a part of.
Yeah.
I think what really sends it over the top, million-dollar idea, don't steal it, is if you give everyone a smoke bomb for their locker, so that way when they want to change, you can throw the smoke bomb. Get naked and redressed in peace, and then the smoke just dissipates.
Why don't you just put in like curtains?
There are those.
Yeah. There's already curtains. That's not inventive, Mahoney. That's not an innovation.
I just feel like you're going to run out of smoke bombs.
Somebody's going to have asthma. You're going to create a lawsuit.
It's like the changing room at the magician's like auditorium or something like that.
But if somebody falls over and dies from their asthma, I'll just throw another smoke bomb and drag them off.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
See, the worst part about the old guy walking around naked in the locker room is that it's always he always walks by you when you're sitting down tying your shoe.
So it's right at junk.
Like, yeah,
right
look at
junk
this
level.
Boy.
Yeah. Like, oh man, that thing's. Saw World War II, didn't it? Put it away. Also, that weapon, sir.
Well
oh, yes.
Gravity is real. Thanks, Alexander Newton.
Works like a Newton.
Did Alexander,
so
not Alexander.
Isaac Newton.
I was thinking Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, God, radius.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Times Square has a problem on their hands, and it's that there is a whole bunch of creepy people that are dressed up as characters. And there is one such incident where a 14-year-old girl was posing for a photo with Times Square Elmo, and it got a little handsy with her.
Gross.
And they're saying this isn't isolated. According to a new report, they found that handsy panhandlers touched an average of 24 people per hour without their consent.
Wow.
Well, that's awful. Oh, my God.
47% of New Yorkers say they have had an unpleasant interaction with one of the pushy plushies, as they're called, or other street hustlers at the crossroads of the world in the last year. About 22% of the city residents said that their bad experience has included unwanted physical touching. A complaint was also made by about 15% of out-of-towners.
I've made this statement several times when it comes to all the tourist areas, be it Times Square, be it the Sunset Strip, be it the Las Vegas Strip, be it downtown Fremont. The characters need to go. They need to be, or they need to be licensed. They need to be taxed. They need to be regulated. One or the other thing. You need to.
Well, but they are licensed down on Fremont Street, right?
Ian?
Yes, they are. Actually, they do have to file with the city to be able to perform, and that's why they have the little circles there where they have this allotted time. And you know, it's just unfortunately you get some bad apples.
That's how you do it. It's me, Batman.
I miss him so much.
Yeah. It just makes everything look cheap and gross,
yes.
And nobody's going down there because, like, I think it drives way more traffic than it attracts, without a doubt.
And especially Fremont Street, right? So you think about Fremont Street, because you see some of this in New York, in Times Square, but
Times Square's bad. Last time I was there, it was bad.
Not nearly as bad as Fremont Street. Las Vegas Boulevard, like the strip itself, isn't as bad.
Well, it's so much bigger, that's why. And so stretched out.
Right, so maybe you don't see it as much. But, like, for example, I'm not offended by anything. Like, I don't care if
being offended. It's just about being hassled.
No, but it's not just being hassled either, though. I mean, like, I think about me as a dad. I'm not going to bring my young girls down to Fremont Street when there's a dude wearing the Borat green banana hammock / thong / spandex.
Exposed.
I mean, it's just he's totally naked except for this little thing covering his junk. There's women walking around without tops on, just little teeny pasties on. Even like the naked cowboy and stuff that got really famous in New York City, at least.
Well, that's tame compared to stuff.
That's tame. So I'm not offended by any of that stuff. I could care less. I've seen it all. It doesn't bother me at all.
But you've got young dogs.
But when it comes to kids, yeah, that stinks, man. Yeah. Like that's a huge deterrent.
Also, the guy in the Cookie Monster outfit, the unlicensed bootleg Cookie Monster outfit, is definitely going to be a creep. Also,
yeah,
we know
always.
The worst costumes
always.
Ever.
Like, I don't want to make judgments on people and their life choices, but if you've decided to become an unlicensed caricature and you hang out at tourist spots, you really need to rethink your life choices and find a new career.
Do you know where else is bad? Is on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Hollywood Boulevard, like Sunset Strip. Those are awful.
The Walk of Fame is just covered with people like that, and they're always getting into fights and causing problems, and it's just it's bad in general. There are some upstanding people that do that sort of thing, but those are the minorities, so I think you're right.
And like, we live in a world where the idiots doing things ruin stuff.
Yep.
So let's just get rid of it, because again, nobody's being attracted to it, or hire a company that has vetted these people and do it that way.
So Mahoney, you talk all the time about how you are not willing to try things on your junk if it stops working one day, right?
No.
You're not willing.
No, I mean I'm not using like the needles or any of that stuff.
Not even a pill?
I mean, I'll try the pill, sure.
But
I mean I feel like that's more recreational than you know.
No, some people actually need it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you get older.
But Audrey, what about you? Would you encourage your husband to use one of these treatments should he need it?
I mean, depends on what it is. Pill, yeah, but I mean,
needles, nah, man.
Well, so not the needle, because the needle I think is too much for everyone. But there's kind of a middle ground here.
There's a middle ground. What's this called? The needle and a pill.
The rocket.
Oh.
And it's a plastic device that kind of, you know, when it's upside down, it sort of
like
looks
a pump?
like a banana almost. But it shocks your junk.
No.
I feel like that's just as bad as a needle.
No. See, and then that's just evil. Like, hey, Andrew, you want to try this? It's just electric shock therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. I feel like if you're going to do that, you're already into it, right?
So
that's already your kink.
That's your kink,
like,
for sure.
If they didn't have, like, Viagra and now all the generic Viagra, which, you know, you can just get through the mail, then I would understand how this sort of thing would be maybe a thing, because people would just be desperate to make it work again if it didn't work.
If you have high blood pressure, though, you can't take those medicines, I believe.
Well, so the whole thing...
Because it increases your blood pressure.
No, it lowers your blood pressure.
I thought it increased your blood pressure.
No, it's the opposite. So the whole thing with Viagra and Roman and Cialis and all of that is that it is a blood pressure medication. And what they found when they were inventing this for treating high blood pressure is that the side effect is that it would work pretty well for you downstairs, And as a result, they started using it and changing the formula just for that.
You're right. Yeah, they can cause a life-threatening drop in blood pressure.
Yeah, so it brings your blood pressure down. And so the problem is that if you have really high blood pressure, it's shooting all the blood other places.
That's just so sad to me that somebody got to a point where, like, I'm just going to shock it. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. That's how they found this out.
So you guys tell me if you agree with this. A married man died of a heart attack while he was getting it on a business trip in France with somebody who was not his wife. And they have ruled the victim to be a victim of a workplace accident, making his company financially responsible.
Where is this guy based out of? Is it here in the U.S. or is it in France?
So the trip was over in France.
Okay.
They say that this guy, they haven't named him, he's an engineer, was found dead in his room shortly after having relations with a local woman he had just met. Lawyers for his bosses at the Parisian Railroad Construction Company, TSO, insisted he was not performing duties when he had his heart attack, blaming the adulterous sex act that he had with a complete stranger. I like how they throw all that in, like all those buzzwords
complete
about
stranger.
What a bad guy. Adulterous sex act that he had with a complete stranger. Because no one's ever done that before. But appeals courts ruled that an employee on assignment is entitled to their employer's protection for the duration of their mission, whether or not the accident takes place as part of a professional activity or as an act of normal life. And they said this is actually an act of normal life.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not mad at the family for them having to pay. If you send me on or you send somebody on a work junket or a work trip, whatever, and it doesn't matter what they're doing over there. That's part of it.
Like if you were paying this guy because he threw out his back while like hooking up with some local hussy, I'd be a little bit less sympathetic. But you're talking about like this guy's wife and kids who he was already cheating on when he's on this work trip with a stranger. And you're trying to like basically hose them out of the money that your insurance is going to cover anyhow. Like,
I thought France was supposed to have more liberal and an open mindedness to that sort of thing.
Not when money's involved, right?
Yeah, I guess
the
not.
Sex thing is fine, unless of course it's going to cost us a dollar. In which case, no.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here's today's question for another show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Do you not have a case on your phone?
No.
He doesn't have a case.
Oh, my God.
Or a...
Oh, no. My God.
I like to live dangerously.
That's right.
So what does Mahoney not have on his phone? A case and a blank. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. And I will say that most people do have this on their phone. No, you are a monster, sir.
No,
a monster.
No, I'm the only one who's truly living free here. The rest of you, you're slaves. You don't even understand how the technology's got you wrapped around that little finger. It's using you. Me over here, living my best life, living free. I'm an American, damn it.
Okay. So if you are the first person with the correct answer, we'll set you up with some tickets to Soundhouse at Inspire Theater. It's coming up. Not this weekend, but next. Plus, you qualify for a chance to win 3-day general admission passes to Life is Beautiful. A bunch of the artists going to be stopping by and doing performances. Mm-hmm. It's really a great time. So, again, first person in, going to hang out with a lot of those artists at the Soundhouse.
The Inspire Theater is so good, too. You know, we were there last year. We did it, you know, we came back there last year. One of our first, I think our first 2 years were out there. It's just such an awesome venue to see these Life is Beautiful artists on in such an intimate way.
Yeah, because they're right there in front of you and they're playing and you know
you don't have 8,000 people sweating on you and you're not standing on concrete. Yeah.
Nice AC.
Yeah,
booze
it's nice.
Flowing.
It's like when you're lazy and your feet hurt like me, you know, it's like you get to sit down on a nice comfortable chair.
Let me tell you a real quick story though. You know at Inspire Theater like where the stage is and then like everyone sits in like the seating and then you look up at the stage. We were there whatever it was 3 years ago. And we were doing some interviews on that stage. And my wife comes up to me afterwards and she's like, hey, just a heads up for you. Everyone can see your nuts. I'm like, what? I guess the pants that I was wearing.
Did you wear shorts?
A little tighter. No, like the pants were just like the way I was sitting, like on the stool or whatever. Like I pulled my pants back enough where like you'd see very clearly see the outline of my,
my
junk.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why everybody threw up. Just
no, they all started throwing roses at me like I just won a figure skating competition. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
About a Tanya Hart in your ass. And I ain't talking about the billy club to the knee.
Oh, good morning. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Herman.
Herman?
Yes.
All right. What is the correct answer? Mahoney does not have a case or this on his phone.
He's a monster to his password.
That's right.
What do you got to hide, Herman? Why do you got a password on your phone? What you got in there?
It's for other people.
I have literally everything to hide from everyone. Yeah. I don't want people going through my crap.
You want to see? Oh, yeah? You're fine with everybody seeing your giblets out at the Inspire Theater, but if they go through your phone, all of a sudden their delicate sensibilities are going to be offended. Oh!
That's right. At least there's a piece of denim in between my nuts and them.
Setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.